Brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, the man who brings us the e-news, Dave.
Thank you. And as we most often are on Thursdays, we are joined by my leader, my best radio friend, the purveyor of the rant, Gordon Keith.
Hey, BFF.
He's here. It's really him.
God, you sound good.
No flush this week.
Thanks.
Huh?
So good.
What?
Don't encourage him.
No flush this week.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got that sound effect. There we go. We both have it.
Yours is grosser.
Yeah, yours is more watery, more guttural.
Like from 1960 or something.
Yours is so
yeah, like your grandma's.
It's struggling with its duties a little more.
Oh, and the gurgle at the end?
Yeah.
Yuck. All right. A couple of Corby's heroes in trouble. First, we speak of Zach Bryan.
Oh, no.
Your favorite country artist.
What happened, Corby?
I don't know. Oh, I know what he did.
Yeah.
He went on Twitter.
Yeah, so...
Hey, Twitter fans.
So, last night, he goes on Twitter, and I guess he had been drinking. And so, he tweets, Eagles greater than Chiefs.
He's a huge Eagles fan.
Yeah. Then, he followed that with, Kanye greater than Taylor.
No, he didn't.
Who's with me? Saying Kanye is better than Taylor Swift. And so people just went nuts in the comments. One, because...
Well, it's verifiably true?
Well, because Kanye is such a hot button these days with his anti-Semitism.
Once you throw a few days into it. We're speaking of two or three albums that changed the game.
So
before he flipped,
he ended up just deleting his Twitter account. He just shut it down. Then he went on his Instagram stories early this morning to try and clarify and apologize. So he said, before he deleted his Twitter account, he tweeted, "Guys, I love Taylor. I was listening to the Tortured Poets Department last night. And thank you, Amy came on, and I drunk,
some of my best friends are Taylors.
And I have a lot of Taylor Swift.
I drunkenly
friends.
Tweeted that about Kanye. If anyone took it serious, please know I love both artists a lot, and I think we're in a really beautiful time of music."
He's right.
He's trying to smooth things over, and then that didn't smooth it over, so he just deleted the account. Then on his Instagram,
By the way, he's deleted Twitter before.
Okay.
Yeah, this is...
Why do you fully delete it? I don't get that. There's got to be some advantage, why people are doing it.
You just deactivate it, right?
That's what I would think.
You can deactivate it and keep all your followers.
Yeah. Delete is a catch-all phrase for just... It's not around.
Okay. Yeah. He's going
offline.
So he
deactivated it.
Yeah.
So on Instagram, he said, "I never want anyone to think I have a hint of malice or meanness towards anyone ever. I've been going through a hard time in my own life, and I think I was projecting a little. To be completely honest... It just came off as rude and desensitized to Taylor. I respect her so much as a musician. The last thing I want is people thinking I don't appreciate and love what she's done for music. Don't drink and tweet."
Fair enough.
Okay, apologize. Should we accept it?
Never ever tweet.
Either way. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Always. Your best friend when it comes to Twitter or X is always the backspace button. You should be using the backspace button more than you should be using any other key on the keyboard
Put it in your drafts folder and then go back and look at it.
In any social media platform. Why is it Twitter? Mm-hmm. Why is it always Twitter gets people in trouble above Instagram and things like that?
Yeah.
You can more easily press send on something without thinking about it on Twitter than any other platform.
Yeah, but I mean, on Instagram, if he would have done that there, because I'm not on there, but he could have said the same thing, right?
Yeah, I guess maybe also because Twitter is more broadcast, like anybody can look at your tweets unless your account is private.
Oh, Instagram, not that way.
Well, I mean, I think you have to seek it out a little bit more, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway,
sports.
Summary, I don't know.
Sports.
I think it's right.
Yeah. Other hero of Corby in trouble. We know that Dave Grohl, he is a new baby daddy, and he has an ex-girlfriend that is entering the chat. Do you remember?
Not just any ex-girlfriend. This was one of the hottest women of the 90s?
Yes. Carrie Wuerr. Do you remember Carrie
Wuerr? Wuerr.
Carrie Wuerr.
Mm-hmm. The name sounds very familiar.
She was mega hot in the 90s. Was she involved with MTV or was she just an actress?
I thought she was a VJ.
Yeah, I think she did some...
The JJ.
I think she did some stuff on MTV back in the day. But she has spoken to TMZ saying that she wasn't surprised to learn about Dave Grohl's love child. She says that there have been rumblings around Hollywood that Dave Grohl has been unfaithful to his wife, Jordan Blum. And so she says that when they dated back in the 90s, that he pursued her and he was still in a relationship with Tina Basich. But Kari didn't know that he never mentioned Tina to Kari. And so she said that one time, I guess they had a fight and David yelled at her. And so Kari called into the Howard Stern show and was venting to Howard about Dave.
Really?
Yes. And so obviously this is at the height of the Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
And so Tina Basich hears about this Kari interview on Howard Stern where she's bitching about her boyfriend, Dave Grohl. And Tina's like, wait, he's my boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
And so Kari says she inadvertently let the cat out of the bag that she had never heard about her. He'd never spoken about her.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only did that end Dave's relationship with Tina, it ended Dave's relationship with Kari.
So at the time, I don't remember this, but we probably all threw our hands up in the air and were like, rock and roll. And like I heard you guys this morning talking about this, Gordon. I can't remember. Was it a listener that sent this in?
Yeah.
Like, why is it that male rock stars or just male celebrities can get away with something like, hey, by the way, I'm having a baby with someone out of wedlock. Anyway, I'm going to support her and it's going to be great. So thank you. Bye-bye. But if a woman said that, if a woman, female celebrity said the same thing, hey, I'm pregnant. I know I'm married to George Clooney, but I'm having Ron Jeremy's kid.
That'd be weird.
You're actually referencing the Kool Moe Dee lyrics from I'm a Player.
Go on.
Which I believe states, a man with 100 girls is a hero. A girl with 100 men is a zero. Don't blame me, it's society.
Well said, Kool Moe Dee.
Yeah.
I know you guys
sound just like him.
Yeah.
What does he sound like?
Put a track under that. Ham.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I am Kool Moe Dee.
Yeah, so it is weird that we, even today, so here we are 30 years later.
Well, if the female celebrity could try to skate by and claim that it's her husband's baby.
True. See, they're always getting away with stuff.
But that would involve a lie, though.
It would.
We want to rip her uterus out.
What do you think of the guy if he stays with her and she just adds the other kid to their two
repertoire?
Kids? Yeah.
Like if the husband doesn't know and she's just trying to pass it off?
No. If he knows.
He knows and he accepts
it? Yeah. Like... We won't think less of this. I mean, some people would, I guess. Dave Grohl's wife, if she stays with him.
No. How's that going, by the way?
I don't know, but I mean, if she comes out and says, I love him, he made a terrible mistake, but we have a wonderful family, and we would like to continue being married and grow old together, we'd be like, okay, well, that's cool.
But then what would you think of a guy who says, yeah, you know, that's we will welcome the child into our home and... And I'll start another college fund, I guess.
529s are good. I would, if I can circle back, guys, I would have been trying...
You're a jerk about that.
I would have been trying to spell Wuerr for the rest of my life without getting that right.
W Uhrer?
Yes. Did you know?
Yeah.
Was she already in your auto spell or something?
I mean, we just remember her from being hot.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Otto.
I'm your age, and I took note of ladies who were fetching, and I don't remember her at all. You know what I said?
Yeah. Isn't that with a straw?
No, it's not. That's
all right. We're not going to do this playlist again, are we?
Yeah.
We've done this one like 10 times.
Yeah, I remember Kari Wuhr big time. She's really pretty.
Not so much anymore.
Corby said was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She's...
What do you mean?
Is she not good?
I don't know. The picture that I saw along with the story
is she not good?
Was not as exactly flattering.
I would Google it, but I don't know how to spell her last name.
I know. Yeah,
that's the problem.
It's like the Fuhrer, but it's Wuhr.
Celebrity divorce news. Nazis. Michael Madsen has filed for divorce from his estranged wife, Deanna, after 28 years of marriage.
Michael Madsen.
Yeah. The Kill Bill
He's from
actor.
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir
right?
Dogs. That's right.
Yeah, so...
She was better looking before she
became a star. He says they've been separated since 2022, shortly after their 26-year-old son Hudson committed suicide. He claims irreconcilable differences in the filing, but then he had a signed statement as an addendum attached to the legal filing where he says that his estranged wife drove their son to suicide by her neglect, drinking, and alcoholism because irreconcilable differences did not adequately describe the reason for the divorce.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Yeah. Why do you have to go public with something like that?
Yeah, that's bad. And lastly, Steve-O had second thoughts. You know, we talked about how he's going on this super dummy tour. I guess it's kind of like a stand-up, like, variety show. He's doing pre-recorded sketches, and he's telling stories.
Is he putting stuff in his butt? Because that's kind of what he's known for.
I don't know if he's putting stuff in his butt, but he was going to put stuff in his chest. So he was going to film some bits with a hidden camera, and he was going to get breast implants.
Jugs.
So he says that he was within 10 hours of going into surgery, but the night before they got a call that the anesthesiologist had backed out because they found out it was Steve-O.
Man.
And so then...
Anesthesiologist.
Wait, why did they back out because of that?
Because they found out that he was doing it as a stunt.
And not Describe for real.
But, yeah. but no matter what the reason, if a guy wants to get those, it seems like you
it was just
wouldn't deny him.
The anesthesiologist was making a moral stand. And then the doctor found out, and the doctor didn't want to do it anymore. So they were scrambling trying to find another surgery center, another plastic surgeon that would do it. And so the next day, Steve-O, as they were trying to...
Now Dr. Salmon is gone.
Yeah, Dr. Salmon didn't want to touch Steve-O's breasts. So Steve-O is at a grocery store, and he's getting checked out, and the clerk just happened to be transgender. So Steve-O is like, I'm going to run this idea by this transgender person that's checking me out in this grocery line.
I'm a girl. I'm a guy.
And so his plan was to have implants, shave his body hair, and get makeup over his tattoos, and then go to like the Sturgis motorcycle rally and be dressed like a hot motorcycle slut and try and get biker dudes to be interested and then take off the helmet. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like, Steve-O, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah, you're all hot for a dude.
Yeah.
And so the clerk was like, yeah, deliberately trying to trick people into thinking that you're a woman and then celebrating the idea that they hate trans people. It's kind of a bad idea.
That is a rough one. Remember, Gordon, when Mark Cuban offered you $125,000 to get breast implants and you said yes?
Okay, you're not remembering that story exactly right.
What was it?
You said I get breast implants and change my name.
Yeah, you said you didn't want to shave your nipples.
Right, that was the hold up.
Yeah, that was the big hold up.
Yep. All right, coming up
next,
we have huge, huge breaking news in the Rant Revival.
For Nude Africa, ever, right?
Oh, their web traffic is through the roof.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a magical time. All right, Gordon, thank you very much. Are you twitching tonight?
No. I want to backsell the Twitch stream from two nights ago.
Okay. And then,
in which I talked about getting a motorcycle.
And then okay. Pre-sell next Tuesday.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Tuesdays at 7:35, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
Patriots or Jets?
In what context? You mean which one's most in New York? I would say the Jets.
Okay. There you go. There you go. You got it right. All right, Gordon, we love you. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Love you guys.
There he goes. Gordon Keith from your Morning Musers.
Ladies and gentlemen. This is Gordon Keith. This is Dave Lane. This is Corby Davidson. The cast of the original Rants, and it's brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
And it is on.
All right. So the story broke. Thank you. The story broke about 2 hours ago.
It was kind of teased all morning.
Yeah. On a guy that's running for governor of North Carolina, a guy named Mark Robinson, who I'd never heard of until this morning.
He is a black man of size.
Not Hawkeye.
Hmm. Not Hawkeye. Not Hawkeye.
Is this why did you have to say he was of size?
Oh, it's just, you know.
Descriptor.
It's just a descriptor. Oh. He's their current lieutenant governor, and he's running for governor.
Is this Truck Robinson?
It is not Truck Robinson. No.
Okay. It's not Big Dog
Robinson. No. So, apparently this guy that is a high-ranking official in the North Carolina government had a sordid past in which he would post. Now, I think this is before his political career took off.
Yeah. So, the posts that CNN uncovered were made between 2008 and 2012.
Okay.
And so this is before his political career.
And how old is our guy?
55, I do believe now.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
So his,
his
comments came on a porn site called Nude Africa. Now
it's one of Bob's bookmarks.
We're all getting our bookmark jokes ready at the same time.
Why the first? It's still around, DJ, right? You've researched this?
I've been researching it heavily. It is still okay. Around.
It's still around. And then I guess there's a comment section in which it almost seems like it's a chat room.
Well, yeah, it was a. I think. Not only did they have comments on individual videos or whatever, but they also would have a message board feature.
Okay, okay.
So it was like a chat room.
So a communal experience of enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just talking about nude Africa. Mm-hmm.
So you could literally post on a video and be like, man, that was awesome.
Hey, are we going to do a meetup in Houston?
Yeah. And then you could make other comments on the bigger, larger message board format. Okay.
Whoa. Yeah. So he is, as a candidate, he is very much a conservative on social issues. Like he's very anti-abortion, very anti-transgender rights. He has very strong public stances.
Okay.
So but that's he's sex positive.
It's well known in the yes, it's well known in the world that is his stance.
Yes, that is his platform.
Amongst those who have heard of him before today.
Yeah.
Right.
But
let's just say.
But evidently, evidently, in private, he doesn't necessarily uphold those same views.
Go on. By the way, we're learning that CNN has said, we're reporting only a small portion of Robinson's comments on Nude Africa given their graphic nature. So there are many more that they can't even print.
They don't know how to articulate some of the comments.
No.
Well, so for context, he said at some point in a discussion on Nude Africa, he described his own sexual awakening, saying that his first sexual memory was secretly peeping on women in a public gym shower as a 14-year-old. Mm-hmm. So he was 14, and he discovered a spot that where he could climb up and peek through the vents at women showering. And that's when he learned that his privates could do things.
Okay.
It's when he discovered nudes.
Yeah. And so then as it applies to the controversial social subjects that he is very outspoken about, so he made a comment that he actually prefers transgender porn.
Yeah.
Saying,
I like watching tea on girl porn. That's effing hot.
Like granny, except spelled with a T.
Right.
It takes the man out while leaving the man in. And yeah, I'm a perv.
Okay.
That's
so,
a Bob Sturm quote.
Then
I don't know if anyone has ever said those words other than this guy. I've never heard that before.
Let's hear him out.
Then as it applies to abortion, he commented on a celebrity, I guess, that was rumored to be having an abortion. This was in 2010. And he said,
I don't care. I just want to see the sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
Then he also commented on a story of a woman who said that she had been attacked sexually by her taxi driver. And in response, he wrote,
and the moral of this story, don't F a white bitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, he
I
also
learned that the hard way, too.
He also has, so his handle on this site and many other sites.
Go on.
Is Mini Soldier. MiniSoldr. And so they were able to track his email address and this username across many different sites. And he's repeatedly had things to say about Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm.
So when Barack Obama was going to dedicate a memorial to MLK in Washington, D.C., Robinson wrote,
get that effing commie bastard off the National Mall.
And then later he said,
I'm not in the KKK.
Oh, no.
They don't let blacks join. If I was in the KKK, I would have called him Martin Lucifer.
And then another word that starts with K.
Which our newsroom will not speak.
By the way, do you think when the news outlets are reporting this story tonight that, like, Clarice Tinsley will use that voice?
I was hoping that would start catching on to other stations.
It hasn't yet.
Right. Well, other stations
change their voice.
Other stations
don't have to
worry about out of context drops. Yeah, and so other racially charged statements he's made. He's called himself. He identified himself saying,
I'm a black Nazi.
Oh, gosh.
Then he also said,
Slavery's not bad. Some people need to be slaves. I wish they could bring slavery back. I'd certainly buy a few.
So will some of these statements be a problem for him in his upcoming election?
I mean, like, I think that...
Will they be brought up, perhaps?
I would think that this is going to be a bit troublesome.
Yeah, evidently there is a looming deadline to remove yourself from the ballot, and he is getting a lot of pressure to do so.
But it's today, isn't it?
Is it today?
I think it is.
He claims that this is all a fabrication, and that he didn't do any of these things, and he is not going to withdraw from the election. And you can't prove it, and you can't make me.
Deny till you die.
And there is a follow-up from Politico that also one of the email addresses that he used on many of these sites was also registered at Ashley Madison, the website for people trying to have affairs.
No, really?
So is he married guy?
I guess. I don't know.
And so he's not going to remove himself?
Well, I mean, the decision may be made for him. There probably are people in the party that are not going to want him to bring other races down with him.
And then it came out that he had a black baby.
Are we, though...
Gosh.
Are we, though, past the period in time where where a faux pas, if you will, would disqualify someone from a political race?
Hey, faux pas.
Like, does that still happen?
I know you're not my real boy, but I love you anyway.
God, faux pas.
I always treated you like you were my own.
Hold on, faux pas. We're going to get you your dinner.
I still love you. I still love you.
When was the last time?
Just the first time I laid eyes on
a political scandal has taken someone out of a race.
So it seems like it happened all the time in the 90s, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think as long as you hate the right people and the others, if the your political opponents hate you, then I think that your supporters will just still support you.
Well, I think it's one thing to be caught up in like an affair, like a sex,
yeah,
sex scandal.
Like, who was the guy that got caught up in that was running for president? It was
Gary Hart?
Yeah.
I forget Marv Albert.
All those ladies' names from back in the day. It seems like that they were a dime a dozen.
Yeah, so, I mean... It's gotten to the point where people that can go through a news cycle and people forget and people don't care. But when you have statements, inflammatory, racist or sexist statements that are still out there on the internet because the internet is forever, I don't know that you can outrun that.
I think you can. I think that this guy just keeps denying it's him.
Yeah, deny, deny, deny.
But, I mean, I don't know how popular he is to begin with.
I think he was getting trucked in the polls.
So.
If you will.
I mean, if he is, if he wasn't popular, then, I mean, maybe this will hurt him.
Is there any?
But, like, if you took a politician that was really popular and something like this came out about him and he just denies it, I think that people just say, well, I'll just choose to believe him. I like this guy. He denies it, so I go with his story.
Well, of all
over
his...
this media that's giving me a story that I don't like.
Of all his controversial views, Gordon, which do you most...
Rank them, please.
Which do you most agree with?
Identify with, if you will.
Probably the taking out the dude but leaving the dude in.
Yeah, yeah, that's a strong candidate. Sure. There's no videos like that exist out there.
You've checked?
Yeah, he's done that exact search.
I've got a Google alert set for in case it is ever made.
Yeah. You have C's with D's as a Google alert. His phone's just constantly going crazy.
And another, and another, and another.
Gang, gang.
Oh, man.
Would a normal heterosexual woman go for that? You know, like a normal heterosexual woman who already has kind of bi tendencies, which Bob says all women do.
No, I've never actually commented
like, would
on
they,
that issue.
Would they, would they prefer...
Drop your pants.
The touch of a woman, the physical body of the woman, but with the most important appendage intact.
But, yeah, she has a biological...
Right, it doesn't have to be
grildo.
Attached.
Like a centaur.
It's there.
Mm-hmm. A biological grildo.
That's what I call my special place.
I need to wash my biological dill. It's a little dirty.
All right. Well, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, like the hottest woman in the world, if whoever that woman thinks is the other hottest woman in the world.
Kari right? Wuhr.
You ask. Yeah. Would she go for that?
W-U.
I don't know. These are all great questions.
Well, if you
think
if
about
you find, if you find video evidence confirming that, then please send it to Bob.
All good. Right. Well, everybody hold a good thought for that guy.
Indeed.
As he struggles.
And everybody bookmark Nude Africa.
Right. See what it's all about. Best day ever for Nude Africa. Ever, right?
Oh, their web traffic is through the roof.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a magical time. All right, Gordon, thank you very much. Are you twitching tonight?
No. I want to backsell the Twitch stream from two nights ago. Okay. And then, in which I talked about getting a motorcycle.
And then okay. Pre-sell next Tuesday.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Tuesdays at 7:35, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
Patriots or Jets?
In what context? You mean which one's most in New York? I would say the Jets.
Okay. There you go. There you go. You got it right. All right, Gordon, we love you. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Love you guys.
There he goes. Gordon Keith from your Morning Musers.